It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to travel over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and once again talk with Amanda Parity. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Paul.
You've been kind of a regular on our show lately, huh?
Or
yes, in the past, yes. Anyway.
Time flies, so it seems like it's been a while ago now. But
well, thanks for coming on Wellness Wednesday again. Are you enjoying the summer? Sounds like it's going to get a little warm this weekend.
It does sound like it's going to be warm. As much rain as we've had, I suppose we can't complain. So
nope.
We're probably due for some heat.
Yeah, we got to dry things out.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, speaking of heat and sun, I understand that's what our subject's about today.
Yeah, I figured we would talk about some sunburn prevention along with sunburn treatment.
Oh, good timely subject there. So everyone gets sunburned almost, don't they? Or some more than others?
Yep, most people do. Of course, there's different skin types, so some people are a little more prone to getting sunburned than others. Seems like especially people that are more fair-skinned, those that have the red hair color always say, too, that they're more likely to burn and, of course, not keep a tan. So, of course, different things that you can do for preventing sunburn. Of course, avoiding being out during the hottest parts of the day when those sun rays are the worst. Wearing long-sleeved clothes, like things that are light and loose, just to try to prevent some of those sun rays. And then, of course, sunscreen as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk a little bit more about that. I'm sure there's dangers of being a sunburner out in the sun a lot, huh?
Yes, yes. So, of course, the main rays that we're worried about with being out in the sun is UVA and UVB. The A rays are ones that are more so going to age our skin. We don't see changes right away. It's the B rays that are going to give us more of the sunburn. Of course, all of it puts you more at risk for getting skin cancers. Melanoma, of course, is the more severe, worrisome one since it can spread. Your basal cells and squamous cells are less worrisome, but still something that we would want to stay on top of.
Can we talk about suntan lotion?
Yeah, yep, suntan lotion is fine, especially wanted to mention as well with sunscreens. Some people are a little more particular with which sunscreen products they want to use. There has been some data out recently about a few different chemicals that can be in sunscreens. Oxybenzone has been the biggest one, especially the states that are by oceans. I want to say California for sure has a ban on their sunscreens with that because it can damage coral reefs. There's been some other studies as well questioning if it interacts with hormone levels. So for females, it can block estrogen, which would increase risk for breast cancer. For men, it can block testosterone, so those different hormone changes there. So I personally, for myself and my kids, tend to try to avoid that product. So there have been more sunscreens available the last couple years that do not have that product, along with some of the others that are a little more worrisome for causing health complications down the road. A good product to look for would be zinc oxide. So looking for one of those mineral-based sunscreens versus the more chemical ones.
I don't like putting sunscreen on the greasy stuff. Some are greasy and some aren't. It's kind of hard to find the perfect one. So,
yes, yes.
My wife has always reminded me to put sunscreen on every day in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Try to prevent that skin cancer if you can. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to mention about the sunburn and or sun?
Yeah. I mean, really, as far as prevention, that pretty well covers it. Of course, I'm just as guilty as others of not staying on top of sunscreen and getting sunburn. So of course, those sunburns can get a little more worrisome if they get to be really severe, getting into those deeper layers of skin, especially if you're blistering. Probably not a bad idea to come in and have it evaluated by your doctor, especially things that are really deep. You really should come in and then probably end up coming to see me in wound care as well, because if we're getting into really deep burns, then we really need some advanced treatments to help with that. As far as just your typical, the skin is red, it's not blistering, painful type deal, I really like products that have like aloe gel in it. Your hydrogel based is really good. Hydrogel would be more so in stuff over the counter that's targeted towards burn treatment rather than sunburn. So if you've got a pretty significant burn going on, I would actually lean towards using one of those products. Those gels really help with moisturizing the skin because it really dries out and it needs moisture.
Okay. Now, I'm going to embarrass myself here. earlier in June, the Lac Parle baseball team was at the state baseball tournament in St. Cloud, and that one game we broadcast from the top of the third base dugout. You know, it didn't really seem that hot. We didn't have any shade on us, and I did not put sunscreen on. And I was surprised after I was driving home. I looked at my legs, and man, they're just beet red, and I couldn't believe how badly it was sunburned. Just you know, a couple hours in the sun when it didn't feel hot, you know.
So. Yeah, it all depends on like cloud cover. I mean, even your cloudy days, those sun rays still penetrate through the clouds and can give you a sunburn. And of course, once it started burning, as the skin dries out, like you notice over time, like a lot of times it'll be hours later into the evening or maybe even overnight, and people will wake up and think, oh my gosh, this is worse than it was yesterday.
And
it's continued to burn and dry out, and it needs that moisture added back.
Okay, yeah, that's exactly what happened to me the next day. I'm going, what in the world?
Yep, so, and then it hurts for about a good week.
It did. It hurt a lot, actually.
Yes.
It wasn't good. And my wife reminded me every day to put sunscreen on after that, so.
Yes.
How about children, you know, should you lather them up good with sunscreen?
You know, very much parent preference there, mainly kind of going back to what I had already said with those different chemicals in the sunscreens, especially the really, really little kids, your infants, I would try to just keep them in the shade. Otherwise, as they get older, yeah, definitely lather them up with sunscreen, especially if they're going to be bathing in the pool, in the sprinkler, it washes it off. There, too, I personally lean towards using more of the zinc oxide-based sunscreens. It, of course, leaves their skin looking kind of white. You know, it doesn't fully absorb in because it's staying on that surface to block those rays.
All right, Amanda. Well, I'm going to be golfing for 2 days this weekend up in the St. Cloud area. It's going to be 90-some degrees and sunny, they said, so I better bring a lot of sunscreen with me.
Yep, I'd say probably a hat. Try to shade your face and top of your head there a bit, and sunscreen.
Yep, I'm going bald. I got to protect my head. All right, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for all the information. I appreciate that. Nice talking to you again.
Yes, you too. Have a good summer.
Yep, Amanda Parity, nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.